Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biharin. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biharin. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biharin. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Biharin. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Griva Radha Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Yamuna Tira Havana Changharin. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadam Sivajadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadam Sivajadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Hare Jaya Radha Sham Radha Sham Radha Sham Jaya Radha Sham Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. নিতাই গৌরা দিবল দিবল হরি বল নিতাই গৌরা দিবল জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ জয় বিশ্বপাদ পরমহংস পরিবেচায় সত্তা সত্য শিশু বছিলা এই শ্রী ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী ছিল প্রভুপাদ কি জয় বিশ্বপাত পরমহংস পরিবেচায় সত্তা সত্য শিশু বছিল ভক্তি শ্রীরন্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর শ্রী প্রভুপাদ কি অনন্ত করি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কি শ্রীরূপ শ্রী সনাতন ভক্তরঘনাথ জীব গোপাল ভক্ত দশরঘনাথ চারি গোস্বামী প্রভু কি প্রেম সে কো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভুনিতানন্দ শ্রে তগদাধর শুভজরি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোপা গো গোপিনা শ্যাম কুন্দ রাধ কুন্দ গিরি গোবদান কি জয় বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয় মথুর ধাম কি জয় মায়পুর ধাম কি জয় জগনপুরী ধাম কি জয় বৃন্দ দেবী তুলসী দেবী ভক্তি দেবী কি জয় গঙ্গামুনি দেবী কি জয় হরিনাম সংকীর্তন যজ্ঞ কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী গৌনিতাই কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী কৃষ্ণ বলরাম কি জয় শ্রী শ্রী রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর কি জয় গো প্রেমানন্দে হরে হরে বল সমবেত ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয় অল গ্লোরি টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস অল গ্লোরি টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিস অল গ্লোরি টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গুরাঙ্গ অল গ্লোরি টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায় ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्री चैतन्य चैतन्यमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 23 सो आई बिलीव टेक्स्ट नंबर 87 right, or I've been told 87 till 93, is that correct, or 87 till 93, okay, fine. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. So there are beautiful descriptions here of Srimati Radharani in these verses 87 till 91. Very short purport only in one. But so I will chant the Mangalacharan and then I will start speaking a few words about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this wonderful conversation and instructions to Sri Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi, Benares. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yotapada Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপদে গোপেশ গোপিকান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তে তপ্ত কঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানুসুতে দেবী প্রণামামি হরে প্রিয়ে Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha paritanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation for the age of Kali, Kali Yuga avatar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya is non-different from Sri Sri Radhan Krishna. So simultaneously non-different and different also. Achinta Bheda Tattva. So that is the philosophy which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has presented. And he has given the highest conceptions, the highest understanding, knowledge in regards to the absolute truth. And so emphasizing that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. Ete chamsa kalapam sam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indriyarvyakulam lokam ridyanti yuge yuge. So he's addressed as Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressed as Swayam Bhagavan. All the other incarnations, they are addressed as Bhagavan. Of course, sometimes, just like Ramchandra Bhagavan is addressed as Purushottam, Maryada Purushottam. He was very strictly following the rules of regulations of one ashram as an ideal king, householder. And then we have Lila Purushottam, Sri Krishna, who performs wonderful pastimes in Braj. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Prem Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given Krishna Prem, is the embodiment of Prem. Of course, Krishna also is the embodiment of Prem. So also, the Supreme Lord is residing in the spiritual realm, which is beyond this material world. Krishna is residing in Golok Vrindavan, the highest planet. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next to Golok Vrindavan in Chaitadim Navadvip. And there are unlimited planets, but the greatest, the biggest planet is Golok Vrindavan. And then next to Golok is also Mathura, where expanded form of Krishna is there, Mathuresh. And little further is Dwarka, where Dwarkadish Krishna is residing with his queens, 16,108 queens. Just like Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, so Srimati Radharani, she is the Mool Shakti, the original goddess of fortune. All the goddesses of fortune in the spiritual realm are simply expansions of Srimati Radharani. Sita Devi also, she's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. Even Durga Devi, the beloved of, or the consort of Shiva, is an expanded form of Srimati Radharani ultimately. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this world 540 years ago, and so he performed his wonderful pastimes. So in the spiritual world, his eternal pastimes are there, but then just like Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world are there, known as Ashtakalya Lila, throughout the day and night, the pastimes are performed eternally. But then they are coming in this world also. Once in the day of Lord Brahma, first Krishna is appearing, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing. And so Mahaprabhu's pastimes are wonderful, his childhood pastimes, and then his pastimes in youth, and then he's entering the household ashram. But for the benefit of the conditioned souls, so he quickly left the Grihastha ashram and entered the Sannyas ashram just before his 25th anniversary of his appearance in this world. And then he decided to stay in Puri, also under the request of Sachimata, his mother, his dear mother. And so then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the Supreme Lord, but himself, he was chanting the holy names of the Lord, the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he was staying in Puri, chanting the holy names, but then he was going to South India. Actually, he toured all of Bharatvarsha, India, distributing the holy names, giving transcendental knowledge. And then he also went to Braj, Vrindavan, and taking darshan of all the holy places in Braj, and the 12 forests, and discovering Radhakund and Shyamakund, which were for the time being covered due to the influence of time and the modes of material nature. And then he went to Varanasi also, and of course to Prayag, Allahabad, and he gave divine instructions to Rupa Goswami for 10 days at the Dashashwamedha Ghat, at the confluence of the three rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, and Saraswati, and instructed him to write transcendental literatures for the benefit of the conditioned souls and stay in Braj, and also again reveal the holy places of Braj. Similarly, then he was in Varanasi, Benares, also known as Kashi. And for 2 months instructed Sri Sanatana Goswami, which has been described in these few chapters of the Smadhya Lila. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, at the beginning of each chapter, he is always quoting a beautiful verse, Mangalacharan verse. Of course, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Lila first chapter, he has more elaborate glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who are not explaining that Radha Bhava Dyuti Sovindam, Radha Bhava Dyuti Sovindam, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He is Krishna Sarupa, but he has come with the Bhav, with the mood and the luster of Srimati Radharani. So he has established the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names, and he has shown by his personal example also how to chant the holy names, and in which mood specifically he came to give Braj Bhav, the sentiments of the inhabitants of Braj, and more specifically, Unad Ujjala Ras, the loving sentiments of his most beloved, the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani. And so in the beginning of these chapters, in regards to instructing Sanatana Goswami, so he quoted one verse, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vandyanantarpat Aishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nijo Piya Prasada Chat Bhakti Shastra Parvartakaha. I offer my obeisances. Vande Anant Adbhut Aishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So who has Anant, unlimited, Adbhut, wonderful opulences. And Nijopi, Yat Prasada Chat, by his mercy, those who have fallen. And of course, by his mercy, and just like Prabhupada's mercy, who came to the Western countries and established temples here, and but even in India, and then by his mercy, even the fallen conditioned souls, like most of us, so they have the opportunity to take up this devotional service, and then they can speak about these devotional scriptures. Bhakti Shastra Parvartakaha. And then he's explaining about devotional service, and specifically, of course, he's explaining about the opulences of the Lord. And in this chapter, in the beginning of this chapter also, beautiful verses there, in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me see here. Yes, very beautiful verse also. Chiramadatam nitsaguptivitam sa premanam ambaritatudara pamariyovitatara gaura krishna. Janebhyo tam aham prapadye. So I take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also known as Go Krishna. As Krishna, but with golden complexion. Gaur Kishore, or Gaur Krishna. And so And he has given Nijagupta Vittam, this most confidential devotional service, which is ultimately Krishna Prem. So he has given after a long time. So that means only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually is giving this Braj Bhav and especially the loving sentiments of the gopis. And no other incarnation is able to give this transcendental knowledge. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this knowledge, and then his associates, his followers. Sa Prema, so his own Prem, Krishna Prem is giving. Namamrita, and the nectar of the holy names he has distributed. Atyudara, so therefore is known as most munificent and magnanimous Udar. Appamara, and those who are very fallen, so he's liberating the fallest, the lowest of mankind. And so he's distributing this wonderful process of devotional service. And then as explained in the beginning of this chapter, the process is given of Vaidhi Bhakti, and then he has explained the process from Shraddha to Prem. So first we must have faith in this process of devotional service. Then Sadhu Sangha, we have to associate with the saintly devotees, with the associates of Mahaprabhu, who at the same time are associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And then we can perform devotional service under their guidance. Then we become free from anattas, unwanted things. And then we become fixed on this devotional platform, nishta. And then still anattas may be there, but the devotee on that platform is not so much disturbed. And then he will develop taste for chanting the holy names, for serving the Lord, nam ruchi, seva ruchi. And then he can progress more and more. He becomes detached from this material entanglement, from this material attraction, from the most material nature, and is becoming attached to Krishna Sakti. And then one may come to the platform of Bhav, so that has been explained at the beginning of this chapter, and which is also known as Prem Ankur. It is the sprouting. Ankur means a sprout. It is the sprout of Prem, Bhav Avastha. And on that platform, one may have direct realization of Krishna and then of one's own sarup. And then one will be able to engage in the transcendental loving service with transcendental emotions. And then he has explained so that on this platform, when one is mature in spiritual understanding, then one's relationship with Krishna will be revealed and fixed. That is known as Thai Bhav. Bhav. Thai means permanent. It is fixed. Relationship with Krishna. In one of the four relationships of servitorship or friendship or parental affection or in the conjugal mellow, like the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani. And then by engaging devotional service, then with Krishna, so Vibhav is there. Krishna is the Vishay Vigraha, is the object of the devotee's devotional activities. Alamban is there, Vishay Vigraha, and the basis is there. Krishna is there, and then the devotee is there. Of course, ultimately headed by Srimati Radharani, Ashay Vigraha, the abode of love. And then Mahaprabhu, he's also the object of our love. And he's also the abode of love of Krishna. He's Vishavigraha and Ashavigraha. He's giving Krishna Prem. Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namare Gauratise Namaha. And so by his mercy and then by mercy of Radharani, then we can understand this transcendent loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. And then, of course, taking shelter of Rupa Goswami, of course, first the spiritual master, who is also Ashay Vigraha, is the abode of love for Mahaprabhu, for Krishna. And specifically, we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnavas, followers of Rupa Goswami, who in Krishna Lila is Rupa Banjari. So who has love? He has love for Mahaprabhu, dear associate of Mahaprabhu. And he's a confidential maidservant of Srimati Radharani, assisting her in the transcendental loving exchange with Krishna. So and then by the mercy of the gopis, then we can appreciate the wonderful nature of Srimati Radharani. So, which is explained here in these verses. So, text number 86, that was the previous one, but so still we want to read the translation. So, just like Krishna is unlimited quality, 64 are mentioned, and 4 are most wonderful, which are only seen in the personality of Krishna in Braj. So that is the Venu Madhurya, Krishna is playing the flute, which is attracting all the Brijabasis, which is bewildering all the Brijabasis, so much so that the cows were usually eating the grass, but when Krishna is playing the flute, they are listening. The calves are usually jumping around here and there and taking the mother's milk, but when Krishna is playing the flute, the calves are also listening. The birds, the parrots on the branches, usually they're also chirping and flying here and there, but when Krishna is playing the flute, they're simply listening. And so, no, what to speak of the gopas, they also mesmerize Mother Yashoda and especially the gopis. So that is one quality of Krishna which is most wonderful, Venu Madhurya, when he's playing the flute. And then Rupa Madhurya, Asamorva, so his beauty is unparalleled. So of course even Vishnu, Ramchandra, Bhagavan, they're all beautiful, but Krishna is most beautiful. So no match is there. So is the actually that is mentioned. So many heroes are there in the transcendental realm, but Krishna is ultimately the only hero, and Radharani and Nayaka, the heroine. And then the Lila Madhurya, most wonderful pastimes are there in Braj with his associates and especially with the gopis that has been mentioned also here. And then the Prema Madhurya, the loving exchange with all the inhabitants of Braj. So pure love is there. Whereas in Vaikuntha, there's some own reverence. They know that Vishnu or Ram are the Supreme Lord. But in Braj, the Brijabasis, by the internal potency, they are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They think Krishna is our friend, Krishna is our son, or just like our son. And then the gopis are thinking that Krishna is our beloved. And truly he is, and the gopis are Krishna's beloved. So most wonderful exchange is there. And wonderful qualities are there of Krishna. And then the wonderful qualities of Srimati Radharani are also explained. So that will be explained now. Similarly, Srimati Radharani has unlimited transcendental qualities, of which 25 are principal. See, Krishna is controlled by these transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, most powerful, full in all opulences, Sada Aishwarya Purna. And so in the consideration of the Absolute Truth, Tattva Vichar, so is the source of everything, is all powerful. Ajit is unconquerable. But in the pastimes, in Braj especially, and then there's the consideration of the pastimes, Lila Vichar. And there, he's controlled by Mother Yashoda. He's controlled by the friends of Krishna. So, by his friends, Sudam, Sridam, sometimes they're controlling Krishna. And then most expert are the gopis, by their love, by their devotional service, they're able to control Krishna, and especially Srimati Radharani, so that is explained here. Ata Vrindavaneshwarya Kityan. I don't think so. We have much time to repeat, so you can just listen, because we are supposed to finish at 8:45, and I just started. So I will just read, and then the Sanskrit, and then we'll read the translation, and then we'll say a few more words. Ata Vrindavaneshwarya Kityante pravara gunaha madureyam navavayas chala pangojvala smitam charu sobhagya rekadya gandon madita madavam sangita prasara bigya ramya vannarma pandita vinita korona porna vidagda patavanvita Lajja Shila Sumaryada Darya Gambirya Chalini Suvilasa Mahabhava Paramutkarsatarsini Gokula Premavasati Jagachchaini Lasatyasaha Gurarpita Guru Sneha Sakhi Pranayita Vasa Krishna Priyavali Mukhya Santata Shravakeshava Bhavana Kim Gunastasya Sankhyatita Hareriva. So translation and purport, short purport by His Evangelist Srila Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation, Srimati Radharani's 25 transcendental qualities are, first, she is very sweet. She's most sweet. So second, she's always freshly youthful. So Krishna is in Kishoravasta, 15 years, also known as Navyovana. And Radharani, she's known as Kishori, a little younger than Shyamasundar, than Krishna, also youthful. So I'm just like, so Krishna is sweet. Everything about Krishna is sweet. So similarly, Radharani is sweet and everything is sweet about Srimati Radharani. Her eyes are restless, chanchal akshi. So she's always looking here and there. Of course, actually, she's looking for Krishna. But Krishna is not always present before her. That is the loving exchange. They belong to each other. They are one, that is explained, but they became two to perform pastimes. At the same time, in the other transcendental planets in the spiritual world, there's Swakya Bhav, just like husband and wife, and they stay together. Just like in Dwarka or in Vaikuntha and so on. But in Braj, they are a youthful couple. They belong to each other. They are inseparable. They're always thinking about themselves, but they live separately to increase the loving sentiments towards each other. So therefore, she's always looking for Krishna, and Krishna is always looking for Srimati Radharani. So therefore, she's known as... her eyes are restless. Chanchalakshi. Chanchal means... restless, akshi, the eyes. She smiles brightly, beautiful. Her face is like a lotus flower or like the full moon. And there's a beautiful smile, which, of course, that we know also. You can see from the face what is the mood of a person. If he's angry, you can see. If somebody's satisfied, you can see. If somebody's happy, you can see, smiling. So... she's smiling brightly. Fifth, she has beautiful, auspicious lines. So in the scriptures it is mentioned that on the hands there are auspicious lines. So astrologers, they may see, or there are some persons, they can read the lines on the hand, and from that they can say so much. And also there are auspicious signs and lines on the feet of the great personalities. And there are 19 auspicious marks on the lotus feet of Krishna and of Srimati Radharani also. 11 on Krishna's right foot and 8 on his left. On Radharani's left foot, there is 11 auspicious marks and 8 on the right foot. So it is mentioned in the scriptures, the right side of the male person is auspicious and of the ladies on the left side. Of course, Krishna is all auspicious, even his left side is auspicious, and even his lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, and he's glorified for that, or whatever he's doing. Even if he's killing somebody, that is auspicious for the one who is killed. So he's all auspicious, but still it is mentioned in the scriptures, and so it is also there for Krishna. And similarly, Radharani, she's all auspicious. So, sixth, she makes Krishna happy with her bodily aroma. So no need to... Srimati Radharani is most beautiful. And of course, a beautiful dress, beautiful ornaments, that to some extent, they are actually becoming glorified by being on Srimati Radharani, and a little only adding to the beauty of Srimati Radharani. Even without ornaments, Krishna or Srimati Radharani, they are most beautiful. And similarly also there's a aroma coming from the body naturally, which is each other, they are attracting each other by the bodily aroma, Krishna's aroma also from his body. At the same time, sometimes Krishna, so it is mentioned, Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Padale. So Krishna has tilak here, which is many times just a dot, made with chandan and kasturi. So kasturi is the musk of the deer, which is very fragrant. And similarly, Srimati Radharani, she has a beautiful tilak known as Smera Yantra, or Sobhagya Tilak, the tilak of good fortune, or the vehicle which is actually a bewildering Krishna also. And he's seeing Radharani, of course, any part of Radharani's body, and especially the tilak, then Krishna is, of course, Atmaram, Aptakam, is self-satisfied and in full control of his mind and senses. But by the transcendental arrangement, by his own eternal potency, when he sees Radharani, becomes bewildered. Is Madan Mohan, is controlling Cupid also, bewildering the god of love of this world, or bewildering him, but in front of Radharani, he's become bewildered also. Therefore, Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. And it is mentioned also, beautiful verse by Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, sometimes, so much so when he's there in front of Radharani, he becomes so much bewildered and so much so that his flute is slipping from his hand and his chadar is phoning, and sometimes he falls unconscious to the ground also. So that is a wonderful exchange, so which is there. So also Radharani's tilak is there. Actually, this is explained. It is also with chandan. And then a beautiful lotus flower, very small lotus flower is drawn with this kumkum, sindur. And then in the middle of that, there's also the kasturi is there. And the scent of the deer, kasturi. And so that is very beautiful. And so that is enhancing to some extent the bodily aroma. And seven, she's very expert in singing. So Krishna is expert in singing and playing the flute, and Srimati Radharani also most expert. Most beautiful voice. Eight, her speech is charming. Very sweet. Nine, she's very expert in joking and speaking pleasantly. So Krishna is a big joker, and Radharani also joking many times with each other, but speaking very pleasantly also, especially, of course, with the other gopis or with her parents or with Krishna's parents, and mostly also speaking pleasantly with Krishna. But sometimes transcendental anger is there, and then she's chastising Krishna also. At 10, she's very humble and meek. So Krishna and Radharani, they're most humble. Just like Krishna, as we know, he became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Chariot driver in India, especially even here, everyone has a car and is driving. But the rich person, he has a driver. And he's not driving, he's sitting in the back seat and having a good time. So he's becoming the chariot driver of Arjuna, so humble, most humble Krishna. And even Mahaprabhu, most humble. Similarly, Radharani, very, very humble. And always also trying to bring the other gopis to be with Krishna, and even the manjaris, her assistants, her maidservants. So she's most humble, most compassionate. And so therefore, the form of Mahaprabhu is there. Krishna himself, but with mood and lust of Srimati Radharani, and so compassionate. And then distributing the holy names to everyone so they may be able to become devotees, and which is actually everyone's true nature, is to be a devotee. Everyone is a devotee of Krishna, actually, but by ignorance, they're identifying with his material existence. But Mahaprabhu is going and distributing the holy names, so compassionate, and that is Srimati Radharani's mood and her compassion. So she is 11, she's always full of mercy, very merciful. 12, she's cunning. Krishna is cunning, so Radharani has to be cunning too. 13, she's expert in executing her duties. So she's doing her duties. So she's known as, of course, she just like Krishna has many names, so Srimati Radharani has many names also. Gopal Sahasranam, thousands of names of Krishna Gopal, even more are there. And Radha Sahasranam also, thousands of names of Srimati Radharani are there also. So, so she's known as Vrishabhanu Nandini. She's the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So therefore she's at home also performing some household duties. Of course, many maidservants are there, but still. So Krishna is from he's the origin of everything, but he's appearing in this world in the moon dynasty, Ramchandra in the sun dynasty. Similarly, Vrishabhanu Maharaj is also in the sun dynasty, and therefore he's worshipping the sun god also. And like you can see in India also, most of the persons following Vedic culture, or even many Vaishnavas, every day in the morning, they will offer pranam to the sun. The sun is giving light, the sun is giving knowledge, the sun is purifying. But we not only see the sun, when we see the sun, we remember Krishna. The moon and the sun are Krishna's eyes in the universal form. But even more than that, so Krishna is giving knowledge. The sun, the sun's effulgence, the light from the sun is coming from Krishna's body, from the Brahma Jyoti. So when we see the sun, we see also Krishna. We see Srimati Radharani. So Krishna is, so he's embraced by Srimati Radharani, and he also becomes golden. Mm. So, and that is the form of Mahaprabhu also. So therefore, Srimati Radharani, she's also worshipping the sun god in a simple way. But why? In order to be able to be in the association of Krishna. And especially on Sunday, she's going to one place near Radhakund known as Suryakund. There's a temple of Suryadev. She's going there every day, every Sunday, to perform puja at noontime. So even Krishna, so he knows that. And one time he went there, and he told the pujari before, okay, you can go today. I will do the worship today. Chutti, you have free day today. And he was happy. And then Srimati Radharani came there, and also her mother-in-law and sister-in-law, Jatila and Kutila, and looking for pujari. Where is the pujari? No pujari. And then they see two brahmanas are coming. Krishna disguised as a brahmana. And Madhu Mangal, his friend, he's a brahmana actually, the son of Sandipani Muni. They came there, and Jatila asking, hey, it looks like you're brahmanas. Yes, you can do the worship today. The pujari is not there. Krishna saying, as a brahmana, well, I don't have any connection with women, so I cannot do that puja. No, please, there's nobody else there. Please. Okay, we do an exception today. And then he's starting. So in simple puja, you have panchopachar, five articles. Ganda pushdubdi naivedya, flowers, chandan, flowers, incense, ghee lamp, and some foodstuffs, sweets and fruits, dry fruits, nuts. Okay, then, so everyone happy. And first the group is also not recognizing Krishna. But then Krishna is offering the chandan, Esa Ganda Om Suryaya Namaha, and looking at Radharani, and then offering the flowers, Imani Puspani Om Suryaya Namaha. And while offering the flowers, he's looking at Radharani because he's so much attracted to her, because she's so most beautiful and she has so much love. And the gopi is thinking, why this priest is looking at Radharani? And then he's offering the incense, Esa Dupa Om Suryaya Namaha, and offering the incense and looking at Radharani. And then the Radharani and the gopis, they understood that this is our beloved Krishna, disguised as a brahmana. And then same with the ghee lamp, offering the ghee lamp but looking at Radharani. But the mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they could not understand. They're just seeing the pujaris offering the attic and then offering sweets and fruits. And then, okay, yes, puja is done, so we are going. And Jatila, no. We have to give dakshina, we have to give donation to the priest, otherwise it's not successful. No, I will not accept anything from ladies. No, you have to accept. Radharani, please give something. Then Krishna says that you can give to my friend, so he will accept everything. He puts his chadar, and then so she's putting one gold necklace in the chadar, and then they're giving the sweets also, the Maha sweet of Surya Dev. And so Mother Mangal is very fond of sweets, of ladus. So he's keeping them and he's very happy, and they're going, and so wonderful pastime. So she's doing her duty very nicely, and then they also left. And by the way, then Krishna Balaram, they come. Now Krishna and Mother Mangal come back to the friends, to Mother Mangal and the others, and they see, Balaram, you have something there in each other. What is it? Nothing. And then Balaram is making a sign to the friends to take out the back part of the dhoti. And they're pulling it out, and then, hey, what are you doing? And then showing one other friend to pull out the front part of the dhoti. Hey, he's holding, and then they're opening the chadar, and the ladus are falling out. And they're laughing and taking the ladus. And Balaram, the Madhu Mangal, is becoming angry. I'm a Brahmana, I will curse you. And Krishna is saying, no need. And he told Balaram and the others, please give him two ladus also. And they gave him two ladus, and everyone was happy. So wonderful pastime. So she's doing her duty very nicely. And then 14, she's shy. So that is a quality of women, of ladies. 15, she's always respectful, very respectful to the elders, her parents, the elderly gopis and gopas. 16, she's always calm and peaceful. 17, she's always grave. 18, she's expert in enjoying life together with Krishna. 19, she's situated at the topmost level of ecstatic love. So that has been explained also. Different levels of love. Prem. And then it comes sneha, affection. Then this. Like the servants of Krishna, they have sneha, they have affection. A loving affection, very deep. But then afterwards, the friends, or even Mother Yashoda, and especially the gopis, sometimes there is transcendental anger there in the loving exchange, man. But then that is subdued by Krishna's loving exchange. And then more deep love will be there, pranay. And then rag, anurag. So, and then bhav, and then mahabhav. So that is the topmost love. That is mahabhav, prem. So then even there, that is has been explained also, there's Rur Bhav and Nadia Rur Bhav. The queens, they also have Mahabhav, but not to the highest extent, just like the gopis in Braj. But the gopis, and then especially headed by Srimati Radharani, so that is the topmost love, known as Mohan, Modan and Madanakya Adi Rur Bhav Mahabhav. So that is only found in the personality of Srimati Radharani. So that is the topmost love. 20, she is the reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. Actually we are month of Purushottam, and we should, of course, do some extra endeavor for Purushottam Krishna or Purushottam Mahaprabhu. There are verses also in this regard. One verse says, Dhyayen Navagana Shyamam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned, we may chant this verse. Dhyayen Navagana Shyamam, Dibujam Bulildaharam, Lasat Pitaramyam, Sarada Purushottam. So that we should meditate on Krishna and with a beautiful complexion, just like the dark rain clouds, which we can see now. Yesterday I was seeing the beautiful clouds, and then we could understand it may rain. Another name for cloud is Jalada, that which is giving rain. So that is Krishna's complexion. And so he has in his two arms, two hands, he's holding the flute. And he's wearing a yellow cloth. And so because he's in this way reminded of Srimati Radharani's beauty, who is of golden complexion, and Radharani's favorite cloth is blue, because that is Shyama Sundar's complexion. So he's performing Purushottam, Krishna is performing pastimes with Srimati Radharani. Govardhanam dharam vande gopalam goparupinam gokul utsanam ishanam govinda gopika priyam. So he's known as Giridhari, has lifted a huge hill with a little finger of his left hand. And then he's the Supreme Lord, but he's there in the form of a gop, of a cowherd, a young cowherd man. And therefore he's known as Gopal, and he's taking care of the cows and the calves. Gokul Utsavam, Utsanam, Gokul Utsavam Ishanam. Ishanam is the Lord. And pastimes are performed in Gokul. Every day is like a festival. Prabhupada has explained in Vrindavan, every day is a festival. So she's a reservoir of loving affairs in Gokul. So that is the beginning of the wonderful pastimes in Gokul. 21, she's the most famous and submissive devotee. She's the most famous of submissive devotees. 22nd, she's very affectionate to elderly people. 23, she's very submissive to the love of her friends. 24, she's the chief gopi. She's the foremost of all the gopis. There are millions of gopis, but of all the gopis, two are foremost. Radharani and Chandravali, and of the two, Radharani is foremost. In some places, 8 gopis or 10 gopis are mentioned, just like Radharani's friends, the Ashtasakis, and then Chandravali and some of Chandravali's friends, like Bhadra, and so on. Padma, they also mentioned. But the foremost is Srimati Radharani. And 25th, she always keeps Krishna under her control. In short, she possesses unlimited transcendental qualities just as Lord Krishna does. So Krishna is the foremost hero. So there are many Nayakas, heroines, and one of them is known as Swadin Bhartrika. So she's keeping Krishna under control. So Prabhupada is explaining, these verses are found in the Ujjval Nilamani, Sri Radha Prakaran. So Ujjval Nilamani is for those devotees who are aspiring for the conjugal relationship with Krishna after studying the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they may study the Ujjval Nilamani. And so that has been then explained about the loving exchange of Krishna with the gopis. Text 92. Nayaka Nayaka Duyarasera Alamban Saidu Shrestha Radha Brajendra Nandan. The basis of all transcendental mellows is the hero and the heroine. So, and Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, the best. 93. Emata dasyada sa sakya sakya gan vatsalya matta pita ashaya lambana. So, just as Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani are the subject and the shelter of the mellow of conjugal love, so in the mellow of servitorship, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, is the object, and servants like Chitrak, Praktak, and Patrak are the shelter. Similarly, in the transcendental mellow of friendship, Lord Krishna is the object, and friends like Sridham, Sudham, and Subal are the shelter. In the transcendental mellow of parental affection, Krishna is the object, and Mother Yashoda and Maharaj Nanda are the shelter. So that is in regards to Vibhav, the transcendental sentiments, and Krishna is the object and of love and or Vishay Vigraha. So and Srimati Radharani and the friends of Krishna and the parents, that the abode of love. Hare Krishna. It is 9 o'clock, we have to stop, or maybe one question can be there. Everything is clear, I think. Any question? One question, yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Most incredible, sweet class.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you said Radharani worship the sun god every Sunday?
Yes.
Yes. So this past time with Krishna that happened, it's just one Sunday or every Sunday?
No, only once in a while. Once in a while.
All the past times, they're not always happening the same way. They're different.
No, there's variety. So much variety is there. Oh. But some things are there, like, for example, every day, Radha and Krishna, they meet in at Radhakund during the day. Krishna is taking out after breakfast the cows. Every day he's taking his breakfast without fail. And Radharani is cooking. And after the breakfast, he's taking out the cows and the calves to the pasturing grounds. And then they play together. They have some little snack. And then Krishna suddenly is saying, I have to go somewhere for a little while. I'm just coming back. Like in India, I'm just coming. 5 minutes and they come after 1 hour. Just now coming. So Krishna is also saying, just now coming. But then he's meeting Radharani and the time is passing. And actually that is the longest period. He's coming back maybe after 3 hours. And that, so every day is there at Radhakund with Radharani's friends, the gopis. But there's a different pastimes are there. And then he's coming back and they're going back home. Every day he's taking out the cows and the calves and the friends are there. But then there's variety. So much variety, different games they're playing. And so that is there in the spiritual world. And in this world, different demons are coming. And by the way, Krishna is just killing a demon almost every day. By the way, just out of fun.
That makes sense. So much variety.
Yeah. So much variety, unlimited. It is mentioned Radharani, she's making every day a new preparation for Krishna. Something new every day. So much variety is there. And Krishna is Atmaram Aptakam, he's self-satisfied. But for his transcendental enjoyment, the unlimited gopis were giving him unlimited pleasure. Unlimited variety is there for Krishna's pleasure. Okay? Okay. Anything else? Grantra Chimar Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.